High School Basketball is on Giant FM. Thank you to these sponsors of High School Basketball: Major Health Partners, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, Sandman Brothers, BP Dock Shop, McKay Manor First Bank Shelbyville, Heritage House, Mayor Tom DeBon, Shelby Materials, Cagney's Pizza King, Maximum Results, Clark Orthodontics, Koenig Equipment. Now let's go courtside for High School Basketball on Giant FM Sports.
The last time these teams met, there was a lot on the line. A sectional championship won by Jackson Dell. Now a measure of revenge available for the Waldron Lady Mohawks as they hit the road against the Eagles on Tuesday Night Basketball on Giant FM Sports. Good evening, I'm Johnny McCrory. Glad to have you along on our pregame brought to you by Aperion Care, the former Waldron Health and Rehab and the premier destination for quality short-term rehab and long-term care. Tonight, two teams looking for win number 7 on what is still the first half of the basketball season, but the realization that maybe, just maybe, they could cross paths again at a much more important time of the season. My broadcast partner is Jason Parker, and while Jackson Dell would do what the Jackson Dell program has done for many years, win a sectional championship at Waldron High School last year, that game allowed Waldron to serve notice to everyone that this bunch of assembled players, the roster intact from last year, is ready to become a part of a competitive sectional and maybe, just maybe, win one.
Yeah, we were at Triton Central covering the Tigers sectional championship game last year, and we kind of had our eye on this game between Jackson Dell and Waldron being played at Waldron, and you know, we didn't know what to expect, but once we saw the scores starting to be posted as that game went along, we were a little surprised, to say the least, that Waldron really competed and battled and really made Jackson Dell earn that game, a 15-point win by the Eagles. But that game was close into the fourth quarter, and Waldron, like you said, really, I think it goes back even further, though. I was looking at last year's win-loss record and their schedule. They had a 7-game losing streak mid-season, about where we're at right now. And since the county tourney last year, Waldron has gone 12-6. And not only those 12 wins are good, but along the way they had wins against two teams that they had lost to earlier in that 7-game skid, Rising Sun and Morristown. They beat Rising Sun in the first round of the sectional. They knock off Morristown twice during the 12-6 run here. So the team is getting better. The program is what looks to be in really good shape with a good JV team that we just saw wrap up here. And Coach Thomas has something building down here at Waldron.
Waldron this season, 6-2. The losses are to a top 3 team in 2A basketball in Triton Central, who they played well except for a 10-0 run in the third period, and number 3 University. The roster has changed since Waldron beat that school in last year's regular season, and University jumped them in the first quarter. They played even the final 3.
Yeah, kind of the same way with that Triton. Played them even except for that 10-0, 13-2 run that the Tigers come out of halftime and put on Waldron. So if they can put a full 4 quarters together, they can compete and play with anybody. They showed that against Triton Central, got it to within 7 in that third quarter, and I think really had Triton Central a little bit worried and definitely focused, not just having to show up and play to beat Waldron, but they had to get focused and play a good game to knock off the Mohawks at Waldron last Friday night. So, like I said, a team that's improving, a team that has been improving since last year. Tonight will be another big test.
On the road to play Jackson Dell, Lily Simon has since graduated, the undisputed leader of this team for nearly 3 full seasons at the varsity level. She's now at the University of Findlay playing some college basketball. But her follow-up, Mariah Day, better than 20 points per game.
Yeah, Mariah Day, a sophomore starter on the 2016 state championship team, comes in averaging about 21 points a game, 7 rebounds, a couple of assists, and 3.5 steals per game. Mariah Day, we've watched her warm up, the real deal. We'll see if Waldron can contain her tonight. If she gets off and gets her average or more, I think it'll be tough for the Mohawks to keep pace with that scoring.
Part of the experience of Waldron comes with the seniors. There are four of them. I had a chance to sit down with them last night.
Victoria Shaw, senior forward.
Abby Adams, senior forward.
Morgan Wood, senior guard.
Hannah Sullivan, senior point guard.
All right, you've got the voices. We're just going to start fireballing questions at the girls, and they're going to respond. Let's go first to the record that you have right now, the way that you have played, and sometimes those two things aren't the same. Give me an assessment. Has this season been what you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I think this season has been what we've expected. We knew Triton was going to be tough, and that was going to be, if that was going to be a loss, that it was going to be there. And then University, they were out for blood from the beginning. We knew that was coming, so we knew that was going to be a tough game. So really, our two losses, I wouldn't say expected, but we were prepared for them. So I think our record's going pretty much how we want it to go.
Are you playing as well as you hoped you would?
Yeah, I think we were definitely playing as well as we intended to, but we can always do better and work on things that we may have done wrong and just keep moving on from those. And those losses helped us grow and keep moving forward and roll with the wins.
When comparing, say, some other team scores against Triton Central, because that's probably the most common opponent across the board with some other teams that you play, did that give you even more reason to feel good about the performance against Triton?
I mean, it does, but it doesn't, because scores don't really mean anything. There's any one given night that somebody could throw up 30 points against any team. So I don't necessarily look at the scores, but look at how they played them. So I know some teams, they seem to give up against Triton because Triton's just known to be, like, they just have a good program. I don't know. I guess they just play them differently. And I think for us, I like that now we aren't scared to play anybody. We're just prepared to play everyone, and we just work our hardest. And that's what I'm excited about, too, is that we don't look at the scores. We just look at the team, and we look at ourselves.
This game tonight, rematch of last year's sectional championship game, is this a game that you've kind of had circled on the calendar, excited to be a part of?
Okay, they lost one girl, but I mean, I think they're still going to be good coming out. I mean, we just really can only prepare so much for them, I guess, and just come out and play.
When you went into last year, I know you guys had some excitement thinking some good things were going to happen. But is it different for the community and your fans entering this season compared to a year ago?
Last year it was basically just us knowing that we can do something big, we can go for it. But this year we had the support of everyone around us because they've seen what we can do. They've seen that we can fight through anything, really.
I saw the Southwestern game, and it sounded like a sectional crowd.
It's been like that for every game. It, like, truly has. Everybody's been crazy. Our cheer block's been there. And it's actually, like, carrying over to the boys' side, too. But I think our crowd is getting excited for us, and then that's just making everyone excited for Waldron as a whole. So it's just crazy to think that, like, even our boys' games, it's bigger fans, and we're drawing crowds.
You want to come out and play hard. You want to win. Is that an extra push, though, knowing that people are walking up, they're buying tickets, they're sitting in the stands, and they're making all the noise?
I would say that it helps the team, like play harder just because we know we have all, like, the support from the community. And, like, it pushes us to do better so we don't, like, let them down because they all have high expectations for all of us.
I ask this sometimes of seniors because you'll be gone in a few months and there's only so much he can do to you. Who, if there's anyone, does the best Coach Thomas?
Oh my God. Okay, so
You got it.
I'm not saying, I'll explain the story though.
Okay.
So, we have the twins on our team, the Ross twins.
Yeah.
And Hadley, no matter what, volleyball, basketball, she makes a mistake, you know Anthony is in the gym because you hear him yell.
He just goes, Hadley! And then, like, that's all he says. That's the only thing.
Like, Maddie Tyree, she's a setter for volleyball. She would get so excited because she would hear him scream Hadley from the stands. She'd be like, Anthony's here, and it was just so funny.
Mohawk seniors, Morgan Wood, Abby Adams, Hannah Sullivan, and Victoria Shaw here on the Appearing Care pregame report. Coming up from Jacksonville, our conversations with the head coaches. Anthony Thomas for Waldron up next, followed by Scott Smith, the head coach at Jacksonville. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Join Appearing Care Waldron in cheering on the Lady Mohawks. Formerly known as Waldron Health and Rehab Center, Appearing Care Waldron is the premier destination for quality short-term rehab and long-term care, providing 24-hour a day skilled nursing care in a warm and inviting environment. We are the ideal place for you or your loved one to receive the care they need. For more information, visit our website at appearingcare.com.
Local radio is high school basketball. On Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports, Tuesday night matchup between Waldron and Jacksonville. And we're joined by Mohawks head coach Anthony Thomas on the pregame. Our pregame brought to you by Appearing Care. All right, question what we asked the girls that has already made it through the pregame tonight. I guess an assessment of the third of the season we've got in the book so far. It has met expectations, been something different. What has this season been so far?
It's been kind of how I expected, quite frankly. We got some revenge on some teams that beat us early in the season last year. So if you compare when we played them this year and last year, we've started out 2-0 in the conference. We're kind of checking the boxes on what our goals are so far. We went on the road and played a tough university team, and for three quarters, we were right there, beat them. We just had a slow start that buried us, and they're going to bury a lot of teams. And then we had a game versus Triton Central the other night that you get what you get with them, and I thought we played them very competitive. I thought we defended them very well, held them well below their average. So even in our two losses, we've learned some things down the road and some things that we're going to correct in practice. So I think we're in pretty good shape.
I know there is a focus on conference, and you're 2-0 at this point with some key games obviously still yet to be played. The history for Waldron, there's some semi-state appearances, there's trips to regionals, there's some good records, but there's no conference championships, not alone anyway, that have been hoisted.
No, there's not, and it's a focus for our team this year, our girls, and quite frankly for our seniors. In my opinion, they dealt with a lot for 2 years, and then I came in last year, and I would like for them to have some success and have something that they can look back on, hang their hat on, because they've certainly worked hard enough to deserve it. Now we just have to go out there and get it done, and so far we're there. Will we be there at the end of the season? I'm not sure, but I mean, I like our chances.
You've kind of captured the imagination of the community now, haven't you?
We have. It's very interesting. Even people that I don't know me or know the kids. Our crowds are getting bigger. It's just nice, because if you work hard and you do the right things the right way, it shows these kids that there is some type of reward out there, or people appreciate that. And you know, like, I don't know where our record will be, I don't know if we'll have any trophies or if we won't, but I think this team has really shown the community what Lady Mohawk basketball is all about.
What has, as a coaching staff, got to get better as this season goes along?
We got to shoot better, and I don't mean shoot threes better. I mean, we have to shoot better in shots that we normally get in a game. We have to hit a higher percentage of those. Our rebounding's starting to come around, but we have to knock the shots down that we should hit. And that's been just a bit of Achilles heel for us right now. It's holding back our per-game average. We should be somewhere in the 60s, quite frankly, maybe mid-60s. So it puts too much pressure on our defense to be perfect. And I'd like that balance to kind of change a little bit, and I expect it will as we go along through our season.
I know you've gotten a look at Jacksonville. Tell me what you see of this edition of this ball club.
They pretty much ran everything through Day, which is understandable. They're young at the guard position. They have bigs, which they always have. that cause a lot of problems inside, push you around, crash the boards. And Scott's very smart. I mean, he's going to put him in some sort of a defense, other than probably man, at some point, to try to confuse us and to steal a few possessions. But, you know, last year when we go into the final of the sectional, there wasn't anybody in our locker room didn't think we could win. And we go into this game tomorrow thinking we can win, or today thinking we can win. I don't see no reason why we can't. I mean, but we do have, obviously, respect them. They've won numerous sectionals in a row, and everything runs through them. So it'll be interesting to see how the game goes.
When you consider that it's the first week of December, it's not a conference game, and certainly it could happen again down the road with more significance come sectional time, what significance does this game have?
For us, I'm not really sure it has any significance. We're pretty good. If you beat us once, we play you better or beat you the second go-around. So for us, it'll be a learning experience. Maybe at the end of the day, figuring out how they might want to play us. And then we'll come back, and we have a great coaching staff, and we'll solve it. So I don't think we'll get too high or too low, regardless of what happens in tonight's ball game.
Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
More coming up here on the pregame as we count down to tip-off. Waldron and Jackson Dell coming up on Giant FM Sports.
How do you want to preserve your memories? Photos help to resurrect memories of a moment in time that cannot be recreated. The big game, family gathering, senior photos of your child, special events like graduating from high school. You want to keep those memories alive forever. Chad Williams Photography and Design can help you preserve all of those special times in your life that you hold dear. Contact Chad at 317-512-0589 or online at cwphotodesign.com to preserve your memories your way.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports from Jackson Dell. Eagles welcome in Waldron, and we're joined by Jackson Dell head coach Scott Smith. It looks like you're rolling again. 6-2 sounds good, but break it down a little bit further for me.
Well, thanks for interviewing me, Johnny. I don't know. It's been kind of an up and down season early on. We're playing our starting five as four kids are underclassmen. And so with that, you get a lot of enthusiasm, which is great, but you also get a lot of inexperience and a lot of learning on the go. So we've had some games that we've won that I haven't been particularly happy with. You know, we're just trying to get them better every game. And when you play a well-coached and a veteran team like Waldron, as we do tonight, then we're going to see the kids really how much they've really learned so far. Because there's a big difference playing against juniors and seniors at any level, let alone a very good team of juniors and seniors with all those younger kids.
We hear coaches say things like, and I've heard it for years, you know, it's the journey. But how often do coaches have to say that to themselves?
A lot. Probably a lot more than the kids, you know, because I think as coaches, or at least myself, I always like start the next year off like the year before ended. And even though we know we don't have the kids that we had last year, we have the same expectations, and then we have to get a few weeks into the season where we start making adjustments to the personnel that we do have. And we have. I give them probably half the detail and scouting reports that I am used to, because I don't think they can soak it all in. We try to simplify some things and then hopefully just build on that every week in practice. And then by the time they're juniors and seniors, then we can get back to footing in more detail.
Tell me about Mariah Day.
You know, Mariah is one of those special players that a coach is lucky to get, you know, maybe once every 10 years. And we were really fortunate to have Mariah playing with Lily Simon last year. Mariah is just an incredible athlete. She's a great shooter. But we had no doubt that she was going to play well this year. But the thing we really wanted to see was, could she be a leader? Because a lot of times, kids that are doers maybe aren't the best leaders, and she's done a really good job transitioning into that role for us, and that's made the younger kids play better.
Didn't have to do much research, at least to learn personnel. This is the Waldron team you last faced at the end of last season.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I've watched him on tape three or four times so far this year. Anthony just has done an incredible job. He's got some really hardworking athletes, and, you know, Waldron, the community should really be proud of what they've got. I think they're one of the top five teams we play all year, and we play a pretty good schedule.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Scott Smith with us. More to come as we count down to tip-off. Jacksonville and Waldron on the way on Giant FM Sports.
Join Aperion Care Waldron in cheering on the Lady Mohawks. Formerly known as Waldron Health and Rehab Center, Aperion Care Waldron is the premier destination for quality short-term rehab and long-term care, providing 24-hour-a-day skilled nursing care in a warm and inviting environment. We are the ideal place for you or your loved one to receive the care they need. For more information, visit our website at aperioncare.com.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports High School Basketball brought to you by Fisher Seeds. Grow, nourish, thrive. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker at Jacksonville. Eagles and Waldron Mohawks coming up. And time for a look at our starting lineup. First of all, for the 6-2 Waldron Lady Mohawks, averaging 52.5 points per game, giving up 40 on the defensive end. At one guard, Abby Adams, a 5'7 senior wearing number 12. At a guard, 5'3 sophomore, number 22, Lauren Thomas. At a guard, 5'6 senior, number 25, Hannah Sullivan. At a forward slot, 5'9 senior, number 42, Victoria Shaw. And at a guard, 5'5 senior, number 5, Morgan Wood, who is coming up on 1,000 points in her career.
Yeah, just needs about 90-some points. Don't have that exact number, but she's about 95 points away or so. Waldron plays with about three girls that get into the double-figure range, but only Wood above 10 points a game. She's at 12. I think one of their three primary scorers has to elevate their game tonight to keep pace with what Day will do, or Waldron might find it difficult offensively. They're going to have to make shots. As simple as that sounds, they've got to make shots early and keep pace on the scoreboard with this Eagles team.
Mohawks, coached by Anthony Thomas in his second season. For Jacksonville, at one guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 20, Katie Kuhn. At the point, a 5'6 freshman, number 22, Annabelle Williams. At a power forward, 6-footer, sophomore, number 32, Paige Ledford. In the post, at 6'1, a sophomore, number 44, Anna Hubbard. And at a guard forward, 5'11 senior, number 14, Mariah Day. And much has fallen on Day's shoulders with this young roster.
Well, it's good timing for Coach Smith to have a young roster while he still has Mariah Day to kind of carry the team and make some of the mistakes look a little bit better with that 21 points per game. So three sophomores, a freshman, and Mariah Day in the starting lineup. Good thing for Scott Smith to have Mariah.
Jacksonville, 57.6 points per game, giving up 44.5 on the defensive end. Scott Smith in his 18th season as head coach. Coming up, tip-off, Jacksonville and Waldron next on Giant FM Sports.
How do you want to preserve your memories? Photos help to resurrect memories of a moment in time that cannot be recreated. The big game, family gathering, senior photos of your child, special events like graduating from high school. You want to keep those memories alive forever. Chad Williams Photography and Design can help you preserve all of those special times in your life that you hold dear. Contact Chad at 317-512-0589 or online at cwphotodesign.com to preserve your memories your way.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Counting down to tip-off, final moments of our Aperion Care pregame report. Aperion Care, find out more online, aperioncare.com. Ladies.com. Starters one more time for Waldron, Wood, Adams, Thomas, Sullivan, and Shaw. For Jack Sindel, Day, Hubbard, Kuhn, Ledford, and Williams. Jack Sindel has won 9 consecutive meetings in this series, dating back to December 7th, a 62-59 overtime win by Waldron, and that was actually during a stretch when Waldron was controlling the series. That was the final win of 4 in a row by Waldron that included 2 overtime regional wins in that stretch.
You mentioned before we went to the last break, this Jack Sindel coach, Scott Smith, in his 18th year, 308-113, and in those 18 years, he's led this program to 14 titles, whether it be sectional. He's got 4 regional championships and the 2016 state championship. That's not too bad, 14 sectional championships out of 18 years.
Averaging 19 wins per season since their last sub-500 season. That was 03-04. And you know how they finished the season? They were sectional champions anyway, despite the below 500 record. Last year, Jack Sindel did not win the ORV or finish second to South Ripley, the Ohio River Valley Conference. You got to go back to 2012 to find the last time they even finished third in conference play. Mohawks in road blue, Jack Sindel home whites trimmed in red and sky blue, and we're getting close. Some difference makers in this game, the first time they've met since last year's sectional championship.
Well, I think for Waldron, whatever the game plan is going to be, the team on the floor has to carry out the game plan to a T tonight, and individually, every girl has to play within her role, whether it be rebounding, defending, passing, scoring. All 5 players on the floor for Waldron have to elevate their game a little bit tonight. For Jack Sindel, they've got to limit their mistakes. Mariah Day, obviously, will probably get hers, but the other 4 players have to play within themselves, and they know they're going up against an experienced Waldron group, but they also know that they've been a part of a successful program, and they've got that confidence coming in. And with Mariah Day, Jack Sindel just needs to limit their mistakes.
Anthony Thomas said in the pregame, we know we have to become better shot makers. He's happy with shot selection, but Waldron only 38% from the field. The good news is they're holding opponents to 31%, and here's a number that is not customary. Jack Sindel, better than 19 turnovers per game despite the 6-2 record.
Well, that's because they've got 3 sophomores and a freshman, and they're probably at times forcing it to Mariah Day. So that's why I said those other 3-4 players have to play within themselves. I said it earlier, Waldron's got to make shots.
It'll be Shaw and Hubbard in the center circle. And we're ready for tip-off. Brought to you by Beck Seed Dealer Dennis Hartman, your local Beck Seed supplier. Jack Sindel controls the opening tip and into the half-court set. In the corner, Day. Jump shot from 3. It's good. And Jack Sindel on the board first here this evening. Mohawks quickly front court. Lauren Thomas handing off on the perimeter to Shaw. She'll drive, be rejected by Hubbard. Loose ball rebound recovered off the bounce, and into the front court comes Day. Day with a dump down into the corner, gets it back on the perimeter. Skip pass far to the left side and into the hands of the freshman point guard, Williams. Williams on the right hand, dribbling onto the left side and taking a look. Nothing available. Tosses into the high post. Couple of dribbles for Ledford. Now left open on the block and missed it off the back rim. Loose ball rebound tipped around. Back to Ledford, laid up and in.
Good patience by Ledford the first time, just missed the shot. But Waldron unable to come away with that rebound. Ledford gets it back.
5-0 Jackson down. Thomas on the perimeter right, puts it on the floor left hand. Into the hands now of Adams. Sullivan with it. Shaw holds in the corner. Shaw will shovel it over to Wood. Adams toward the right corner. Good man-to-man defense by Jack Sindel. Here's Shaw into the right corner below the arc. A cut. Thomas the ball. Tough shot in traffic. Blocked on the way up and off the hands of Williams. Out of bounds.
Well, the middle's wide open right here defensively. Jack Sindel leaving it open. Thomas, a good cut. just couldn't get the shot up without having it blocked.
Thomas will trigger the baseline inbounds. Right wing was Sullivan. Left hand into the paint, blocked on the way up. It still looked like it caught iron on the bottom part. Rebounded by Jack Sindel, thrown ahead to Day, cut off toward the baseline. Day will lob out front for Kuhn, and now Williams in the half court. 5-0 Jack Sindel. We're not quite 2 minutes into play, and a lob in the post. Hubbard over two defenders, no good. Rebound putback is. And timeout taken by Waldron. And the height is definitely a factor.
Yeah, Waldron playing a 2-3 zone, but so far they've been hurt by the offensive rebounds. Two so far by Jack Sindel, off misses by girls who are 5'11", 6 feet tall. So, yeah, Waldron's going to have to pack it in a little bit more, block out their girl, but you got to watch the shooter. Day's already hit one in the corner.
Mohawk basketball on Giant FM Sports is being brought to you by Chad Williams Photography and Design. Keep those memories alive forever. More online at cwphotodesign.com.
When you're playing against somebody taller than you, you've got to block them out an extra step. Get low and really root them out, because if you just kind of casually block them out, they'll just reach right up over you.
And that's what Hubbard did on the putback a moment ago. 7-0 Jack Sindel. Into the front court comes Thomas. Hand off right wing with Sullivan. Fake left, go right to the baseline. Second defender comes and gets a piece of the shot, but also gets a piece of Sullivan, who will go to the line.
Well, Waldron needs these 2 points right here in a bad way. Runs have cost them in both of their losses. And right now, Jack Sindel's on a 7-0 run to start the game.
Personal foul, Paige Ledford, putting Sullivan at the line where she misses the first. Free throw shooting, 59% for this Waldron team. And they do come up empty on a couple of tries here early on in this ballgame. Into the front court comes Jack Sindel, trying to build on a 7-0 lead. A three from the right side, no good. Long rebound into the hands of Ledford, leaning in, not able to convert. Rebound tipped out onto the perimeter and tracked down by Kuhn. With it is Day, and Jack Sindel in the reset. Ledford under the free throw line, bottled up, onto the perimeter. Jump shot from three by Kuhn is missed, and Waldron finally clears a defensive rebound. Thomas with a push, and the defender trailing, looking for the block. The defender underneath going to be called for a block, and it may put Thomas at the line. It's on Kuhn and Thomas at the free throw line. Lauren Thomas just under 4 points per ball game this season with a pair of free throws. And the first is good, getting Waldron on the board, trailing 7-1. Thomas at 56% from the line this season. Both look good that time. Through the net with Waldron's first points of the night, and a 7-2 Jack Sindel lead, 5:16 to play in the first. Wood defending on Williams. Thomas tracks Day all the way out to the sideline near the Mohawk bench. Day now into the right corner, opposite side. Lob into the high post, Hubbard drops it down to the six-footer, Ledford. Tried to step back and hit the bottom of the backboard, but again, an offensive rebound and putback by Paige Ledford. 9-2, Waldron streaking the other way. Quick look up the right sideline for Wood. And now a warning has been assessed by the sideline official coming down bench side on Waldron head coach Anthony Thomas, who has palms up wanting to know what he did. Hasn't got an explanation as of yet. And now the official says that we're not questioning fouls, and now has issued a technical warning on Coach Thomas. And we have an official who, at least in the early going, I think a little sensitive with 4:49 to play in the first.
Yeah, let's take it easy here. I mean, walk over, have a quiet conversation with Coach Thomas. It felt like the official was on a stage and really enjoying the moment there for a bit.
So Day is at the free throw line where she drains the technicals. And now it will be Jacksonville possession. And already a 9-point lead with, again, 4:49 to go here in the period.
Muldrin needs to pick up the intensity. Nothing right now defensively.
Jacksonville high post catch, Hubbard. Williams catch and shoot three, air ball top of the key, and out of bounds off the shot. And for right now, high-low post is the attack mode for Jacksonville. Yep. Perimeter game outside of Day. Well, we'll see if anything develops there. Waldron.
There we go.
Between defenders. Wood able to somehow get the ball up among the six-footers and kiss it in off the glass. 11-4, the Jacksonville lead. A catch for Ledford, backing her way down below the block, jumped out of bounds, brought it back out on the perimeter where a three is off the mark. Rebound tipped up and off a Jacksonville hand out of bounds. And now Coach Thomas is on his feet talking with the official, the other official nearest him, and then back to the bench where he's relegated to being seated for much of the game. 11-4, the Jacksonville lead. Sullivan, hit fake, top of the key. The drive down the paint, good for two.
Now they're starting to attack. I tell you, that middle of the Jacksonville defense is wide open. Sullivan and Wood now, two possessions in a row where they've taken advantage of it.
5-point lead now, Jacksonville. Day down to the baseline, stops, pops, and hits the mid-range jumper.
Just a good individual move by a 5'11 girl.
13-6, and a drive quickly the other way as Waldron transitions well after the made bucket. The shot is blocked out of bounds. The official from up high overrules the baseline official and does keep it Waldron basketball.
I don't know how you missed that one.
Inbounding into the corner, Sullivan. Had the ball stripped, recovered in the paint by Adams. Perimeter for Wood, dribbles into a 14-footer. Off the back rim, no. Rebounded by Hubbard. Jacksonville into the front court, up by 7. 3:18 to play in the first, and a whistle and a travel on Day, who got somewhere between a pass left, a pass right, and the feet ended up moving. Substitution, Jacksonville. Number 10, Jay Lee Ryder, a 5'6 freshman into the ballgame. She will replace the sophomore Kuhn. So Jacksonville gets even younger coming off the bench. Jacksonville with a 3-2 look, and Hubbard on the backside of that thing, often dropping down to cover the post. Catching the high post by Shaw. Baseline Sullivan, but lost her footing and leaning away from the basket, left it short. Waldron would contest the ball in the backcourt and deflect it out of bounds.
Yeah, good catch by Sullivan. Just couldn't get, like you said, she lost her footing. Didn't have enough to get it up off the backboard, but a good catch, good look. Waldron needs a stop here.
13-6, Jacksonville. Ledford catching the high post. The lefty puts it on the floor, brings it back to Williams. Her three off the mark. Block out that could have been a foul call, but let go, and Wood comes up with the bouncing rebound and brings it front court. Here is Shaw. On the perimeter holding is Adams. Waldron down 7 with possession. Shaw out beyond the arc, right side against the zone. Sullivan now directing traffic from up top. Here's Wood with a catch. Sullivan in traffic. Back to Wood for 3. High off the rim, no. Offensive rebound, a put back good by Thomas.
That's how you block out a tall girl. Lauren got low and rooted her out. Good rebound on a good give and go there for a 3.
13-8, Jacksonville. Hubbard high post and a call from the baseline. 3 seconds against Jacksonville.
Wood and Sullivan really working well together. Got it into Sullivan, back out to Wood in the corner. Just missed a good look at a 3, but Thomas with the offensive rebound and put back. And Waldron, since the technical, has gotten back in this game. Only down 5 here. A basket here would be big.
For the Lady Mohawks, number 32, Bella Larrison, the 5'7 freshman guard forward into the ballgame. Holding up top is Thomas, right side Sullivan. Shaw and Adams working the high and low post. Here is Sullivan into the left corner. Thomas with it up top. Now Sullivan, jumper over a defender. Good from mid-range.
Good pass by Lauren Thomas, getting into that zone, drawing the defense, and then kicking it over to Sullivan, who made one move and went right into a shot. Good offensive possession there. Only down three now.
Minute 20 left to go in the first. Up top, it's Larrison now with the day assignment. A pass in the high post to Regan Carroll, a 5'10 junior who just checked in. Baseline dribble rider, 14-footer, rattles home for number 54, Carroll. 15-10, Jack Sandell. Final minute of play here in the first. Thomas on the wing. Open is Sullivan. Top of the key, a three, very short. Saved in by Thomas and off the hands of Day over to Adams. Good effort by Thomas. Kept it alive, and Waldron trying again with 44 on the clock. Thomas holding unguarded way out front against the zone. 2-3 look, and Thomas trying to get motion out of the offense. Larrison on the left side holding is Adams, now Thomas. Sullivan up top, will drive by Ryder, leave it on the perimeter for Shaw, and now Thomas. First quarter clock, 19 seconds. High post catch Adams, Shaw, now Sullivan. Holding is Thomas. With Wood out of the game, that leaves not a lot of perimeter shooting on the floor for Waldron. Here is Larrison. Sullivan with time running down, runs into the paint, and a runner no good. Another offensive rebound, though. This one by Adams. She's fouled, and with 1.8 on the clock, she'll go to the line.
Well, if she can get two here, a great offensive possession for Waldron, taking a lot of time off the clock. Even if she doesn't, still a good possession, keeping the ball away from Jackson Dell.
Abby Adams, free throw around and out, no good.
Get one here.
Adams just a shade under 4 points per game. Second free throw, no. Loose ball rebound, Adams, and shot off just as time expired and off the mark. We're at the end of one. 15-10, Waldron trailing on the road at Jacksonville. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
The Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition would like to invite you to their monthly meetings that are held at the Blue River Foundation building the second Thursday at 8 a.m. Bring your ideas, your concerns, and ask questions about how you can help fight the drug epidemic in our county. Second Thursdays at 8 a.m. at the Blue River Foundation building, the Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition meeting. You're invited.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports High School Basketball, brought to you by Aperion Care, the former Waldron Health and Rehab, premier destination for quality short-term rehab and long-term care. Jackson Dell 15, Waldron 10, opening the second period, Mohawk possession. Sullivan on the point, and Jackson Dell switching defenses, pressure out top now as Larrison catches in the corner, goes under the backboard, throws it out for Morgan Wood, who checked in during the quarter break. Wood dribbling into the corner. Here's Shaw, cross court, under the basket. Larrison up and in.
Nice pass, nice catch by the freshman to lay it in with pressure coming.
15-12. Mohawks within three, as close as they've gotten, along with a 13-10 score since Jackson Dell opened the game at 11-2. And a knockaway on the perimeter, and very nearly after Sullivan made contact off the hands of Day. Apparently Sullivan last to touch. It'll be Jackson Dell ball at midcourt. Substitution, Waldron. Lexi Voorhees, the 5'7 junior forward in, replacing Adams.
Adams with two big offensive rebounds in the second. Voorhees needs to come in and be a rebounding presence as well.
Day left alone from long range and overshoots from three. Waldron lets the ball bounce harmlessly out of bounds. And the Mohawks in a position to pull within one or tie with a three.
A little full court press here by Jackson Dell. Shouldn't be a problem, though, for Waldron, man-to-man.
Comes into Sean. There's really not a defender for Jackson Dell in the game right now, unless it would be Day, who will come that far up court to guard Shaw with the basketball. Here's Wood after a weave around the top of the key. Shaw backing her way in, hands off to Larrison, serves as the screener, and Larrison knocks it down.
Shaw to Larrison twice now, down two times in a row, has worked. Nice job by the freshman to be ready to come in and play.
High post to low post, Ledford with a catch, but under the basket, out to Ryder. A three is hard off the rim, no. Rebounded on the sideline by Voorhees. Larrison will bring it front court, drop it off to Wood on the perimeter. Waldron down one with possession. Back into the zone, Jack Sandell. Sullivan, Shaw toward the right corner. Baseline around Ledford, beats her on the spot, missed the shot. Rebound battled for, knocked out of bounds, and off the hands of Waldron and out of bounds.
Shaw did a good job getting baseline there, but she didn't get squared up to where she had a good angle to put that off the glass. But still, good job getting to the spot. Next time just needs to get those shoulders square and go up. She'll have a nice shot there off the glass.
Starters, Hubbard, Kuhn, and Williams back on the floor for Jack Sandell. Williams at the point. Here's Hubbard, high post, under the basket to Ledford. And Ledford at 6'1", standing 3 feet from the basket, never even turned to look, just zoomed a pass into the bleachers.
Zoomed is the right word there. And she was also standing in that lane for quite a while.
The zone defense again for Jack Sandell. Into the post area for Shaw. Bottled up by three defenders. On the perimeter, Sullivan for three on the right side.
Big shot for Waldron. Puts them up two.
17-15 after once trailing 11-2, but an answer in the right corner on a catch-and-shoot three by Katie Kuhn. Her first points of the night. Jack Sandell again in front at 18-17. Three-point shooting has not been a strong suit of Jack Sandell, 28% this year. That three in and out for Wood. Rebounded by Hubbard. Into the front court, the push by Day. Hubbard with a catch, trying to pass on the sideline. Very nearly had it tipped away and stolen. There's a ball deflected high into the air, and Shaw pulls it away. Shaw on the push-up court. Lob down court to Wood. Baseline jumper, good for two.
Good look ahead by Shaw. Her third assist all here in the second quarter.
And a timeout taken by Waldron with 5:01 to go in the half and a 19-18 lead in favor of the Mohawks. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Join Aperion Care Waldron in cheering on the Lady Mohawks. Formerly known as Waldron Health and Rehab Center, Aperion Care Waldron is the premier destination for quality short-term rehab and long-term care, providing 24-hour-a-day skilled nursing care in a warm and inviting environment. We are the ideal place for you or your loved one to receive the care they need. For more information, visit our website at aperioncare.com.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports, high school basketball being brought to you by Fisher Seeds. Grow, nourish, and thrive. And Chad Williams, photography and design. Keep those memories alive forever. Jack Sandell once led by nine in the very early going, but now 5:01 left in the first half, and it's Waldron up 19-18. And with momentum, a timeout comes from the Waldron bench.
Yeah, I think Coach Thomas just saw something he wanted to get corrected, obviously, and we're going to start right here with an offensive foul.
Ledford battling for post position before really the ball had even been entered into the half court is called for the offensive foul. And now Scott Smith has his hands on his hips, talking with the official down the way.
You mentioned turnovers have been a problem this year for Jack Sandell, already five tonight.
Into the front court, Waldron trying to build on the lead against the zone defense. Thomas and Sullivan on the perimeter. Skip pass left to right, holding his Wood. Shaw running through the paint. Sullivan one dribble. Toss into the corner, Thomas, and then Thomas tried to force a pass instead of going station to station and very nearly had it stolen. Knocked to the midcourt line, recovered by Wood. Wood now holding on the right side. Shaw from 15 straight on, off the mark. Ledford, the defensive rebound. Ledford today, she'll push it up on the right hand. Catch and shoot, open look on the right side. A three is missed by Kuhn. Long rebound, Day, into the paint, fouled, and we'll get two free throws. Two free throws coming up for the 20.5 point per game score, Mariah Day, who it looks like, at least as of right now, not going to play basketball when she's done here. Free throw good.
Opportunities are there. She's just choosing not to, at the moment, take those opportunities.
Day on the season, far and away the most free throw attempts on this team with, there were 59 and 60, 78% shooters. She makes a pair. Jackson Dell regains the lead at 20 to 19. Midway point, second period. Down in the right corner, Sullivan. Around the horn it comes for Thomas. Thomas will dribble down to the free throw line. Wood may have had a shot, but didn't get a clean catch on the pass, and now gets it stripped away. It came down and hit Wood on the foot and went out of bounds. So the Mohawks turn it over. And now Jack Sindel trying to build on a one-point advantage. Day in the high post. Hubbard with a jumper. Good from 14. Hubbard with a couple of field goals and 4 points. Three-point lead by the Eagles. Here is Shaw. Top of the key, Sullivan. Wood back to Sullivan. Will try to drive into the paint. Shovel it over to a teammate, and it went through the hands of Voorhees and out of bounds.
Right idea. Maybe a little too hot on that pass. Voorhees needs to be ready. Nice idea by Sullivan. Just couldn't connect on it.
5'10", Regan Carroll checks in for the 6-footer Ledford for Jack Sindel. 3:15 left in the half. Jack Sindel by three. And a pass out front, and Sullivan had a bead on it, but a half step slow and ran into the ball catcher and ends up with the foul. Sullivan with foul number two, and Anthony Thomas with a quick decision. He will get her off the floor, replaced by Bella Larrison. Team foul number two on the Mohawks, and both go to Sullivan. 3 minute mark. High post catch. Turn. 15 footer, no good. Tracking down her own rebound and missing again. And then another offensive rebound. This one will count from Hubbard, and a foul as well. And for the Mohawks, they're going to have to be more physical to root away some of these 6-foot rebounders.
8 offensive rebounds now for Jack Sindel.
Hubbard free throw short, and the rebound going to be contested. Possession arrow, Jack Sindel. So a chance to make this a 4 or 5 point trip. Jack Sindel setting up a box with their 4 players on the floor on the baseline inbounds. Not getting it in yet, and nearly a 5-second count. Finally, Day with it on the sideline. Day outside. The freshman Williams a 3, no good. Rebound knocked loose. Picked up by Shaw. She'll push front court. Leave it on the wing for Wood. Wood down below the free throw line. Lost the ball on the way up. Recovered baseline by Shaw. Fall away, rejected, and rebounded by Hubbard. 5-point lead, Jack Sindel. Day front court, dribbling high, perimeter right. In the corner, drop down pass for Hubbard, and called for a push. Foul, I believe, on the floor. No shot release. It'll be an inbounds play on the baseline. Abby Adams called for the personal. Inbounding Jack Sindel, it comes in to Carroll. Day on the perimeter with the left-handed dribble. Outside, using a dribble to gather herself, was Kuhn. Missed the three, and the rebound back-tapped by Hubbard, recovered by Jack Sindel. Shot missed by Carroll in the paint. Another shot, this one by Hubbard off the mark. And then finally, Thomas steals the loose ball from Day. Thomas trying to go coast-to-coast, and a wild, out-of-control layup rebounded by Jack Sindel. They transition the other way. Nobody stops ball until Williams runs right into Shaw, and Shaw called for the block. It seems anyway, such a hard thing to get players to do. Girls, boys, and really any level. Stop and take the 8-foot jumper in transition. It's a good shot. May not go in like the layup, but sometimes those layups end up looking awfully rough. Outside, Jack Sindel, a 3, and finally finding the range is the freshman Williams, who connects for her first points of the night. Comes in averaging 5.7. It's now 27-19, a jumper baseline, no good. Victoria Shaw, the weak side rebound, and the putback for her first basket.
Garner had checked into the game, and she missed that baseline jumper, but Shaw, good offensive rebound. Waldron needed two there.
Nicole Gardner, a part of that 49-36 Waldron JV victory earlier this evening. And a pass to the baseline for Carroll. Going to be whistled for a double dribble, turning it over. Into the lineup, Shaylee Voles, a 5'8 sophomore for Jacksonville, checking in here for the first time. Again, the zone defense for the Eagles. Wood holding left sideline. Shaw high post. In the corner, Garner. Open jumper, good for two.
Good job by Garner. Ready to shoot when Shaw made the pass. Good job by the freshman.
27-23 Jacksonville. 45 left on the first half clock. Day, wing, Williams. Post area, a little bit of a push by Adams. She got away with in the back, but the pass, if you want to go to NFL football rules, may have been uncatchable, so they won't call the contact. Sullivan,
dangerous,
playing with two personal fouls, will come back in for an offensive trip up the floor, replacing Thomas.
She's got to be careful.
Coming up are a period care halftime report. Waldron trying to cut into a four-point deficit. Sullivan, baseline catch, in and out. Rebound, a pass stolen backcourt, and Wood falling down, can't convert the layup. But then as Jacksonville again gets the rebound, a quick toss to Day, and as soon as Day turned around, there was a Mohawk there. She shuffled the feet, and Waldron again gets it back with 22.9 on the clock. Thomas will re-enter, Adams will sit, and the Mohawks have a baseline inbounds coming. Thomas will trigger it. Thomas looking in the corner for Garner. Garner penetrates, tried to make a pass. It ends up getting bottled up and then tied up. Sean Kuhn got there at the same time. Possession arrow Waldron with 18.4 remaining. Emma Tunney, a 5'6 junior, will check in, replacing Williams for Jacksonville. And the Mohawks with a sideline inbounds this time, and Wood on the left side. Clock at 12. Sullivan off for Thomas. Here is Wood handing to Sullivan. Clock at 6, 5. Thomas toward the left side. Garner for 2. Good again. 1.3. Hurrying is Jacksonville. They will not get a shot off. And the Mohawks able to rally down the stretch at the end of the first half, Jason, and make it a one-possession game.
Well, a lot of it was because of their defense, but offensively they were making shots. Garner comes in off the bench, knocks down two big baseline jumpers to put this game within reach here. They were down. They were letting Jacksonville get a little bit of a run going there. Garner comes in and puts a stop to it.
Halftime from Jacksonville. 27-25, Eagles on top of Waldron. Our Aperion Care halftime next on Giant FM.
Join Aperion Care Waldron in cheering on the Lady Mohawks. Formerly known as Waldron Health and Rehab Center, Aperion Care Waldron is the premier destination for quality short-term rehab and long-term care, providing 24-hour-a-day skilled nursing care in a warm and inviting environment. We are the ideal place for you or your loved one to receive the care they need. For more information, visit our website at Aperion.